Republicans block efforts by their Democratic colleagues to release the House Ethics Committee's report on its investigation into former Congressman Matt Gaetz, and the manhunt continues for the gunman in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Friday, December 6th, 2024. The House Ethics Committee's report on its investigation into former Congressman Matt Gaetz will not be made public, at least for now. Thursday, December 5th, House. Republicans blocked two separate Democratic resolutions to release the report, voting to refer the matter back to the committee. Lawmakers voted along almost entirely party lines to table an effort from Representative Sean Casten to force the report's immediate release, saying the former Florida congressman is no longer under the House's jurisdiction because he resigned. Gaetz left Congress last month after President-elect Donald Trump announced he was nominating the Republican lawmaker to become the nation's next attorney general. That all happened just days before the ethics report was supposed to be released. Gaetz later withdrew from consideration for the job after it became clear he would not get the Senate support needed to win confirmation amid allegations of sexual misconduct with a minor and illicit drug use. He's also denied those allegations. Another effort by Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee was also blocked. Casten blasted the House's decision in a statement after the vote, saying, "Today, the majority of the House of Representatives took the easy way out. They could have ensured a vote on whether or not former members should be held accountable when they face serious and credible allegations of sexual misconduct, including having sex with minors. Instead, the House voted to sweep these allegations under the rug and set an unfortunate precedent that if you are ever facing scrutiny, resigning from Congress can make your problems go away." Casten added he will continue to try to get the report released. Republican Congressman Michael Guest of Mississippi, the committee chairman, said there no longer is the same urgency to release the report because Gaetz has left Congress and stepped aside as Trump's choice to head the Justice Department. Billionaire Elon Musk spent almost $250 million in supporting Donald Trump's re-election, according to Federal Election Commission filings released late Thursday, December 5th. While that accounts for just a fraction of Musk's wealth as the richest man in the world, it's a massive amount to come from just one single donor. Musk donated most of that money to his America PAC, making three donations of $25 million each in the final weeks of the race. Over the course of the campaign, he gave America PAC a total of $239 million in cash and in-kind contributions. Musk also spent more than $40 million on checks to voters in swing states who signed a petition in support of the Constitution. According to the filings, Musk also put $20 million into a PAC named after the late liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That PAC was behind political ads claiming Trump does not support a federal abortion ban, and he and Ginsburg had that in common. Since being elected again, Trump has tapped Musk to lead his new Department of Government Efficiency, which will focus on slashing federal spending and regulations. Police have released new information about the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson as the manhunt continues for the gunman. Investigators released new images Thursday of a hooded man, who they say is a person of interest, wanted for questioning in the slaying of the health insurance executive. Police sources confirmed to multiple news outlets the images were taken from a surveillance camera inside a hostel on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Officials said the man used a fake New Jersey ID to check into the hostel. The sources said the suspect is believed to have traveled from Atlanta to New York City on a Greyhound bus the Sunday before Thanksgiving, November 24, then later checked in to the hostel. Greyhound is reportedly cooperating with the investigation. The gunman shot Thompson multiple times at point-blank range as he was walking into a New York City Hilton hotel. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Authorities said the shooting was premeditated and a brazen targeted attack. According to multiple reports, the bullet casings located at the scene had the words deny, defend, and depose written on them. The gun used in the shooting has not been recovered. Police are still searching for a motive in the deadly shooting. Dozens of aftershocks have been reported in California after a powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake rattled a large part of the West Coast Thursday. The epicenter of the earthquake was around 50 miles southwest of the northern port city Eureka in the Pacific Ocean. A tsunami warning briefly went into effect from Oregon down to Central California, but that has since been canceled. Evacuation orders have also been lifted. California's governor signed a state of emergency and said damage assessments are underway. So far, only minor damage and no injuries have been reported. We've waited decades to see an astronaut walk on the moon again, and now we'll have to wait a little longer. NASA announced Thursday it is delaying its next two Artemis moon missions to address an issue with the Orion crew capsule that will be housing the astronauts and its heat shield. The agency said the Artemis II mission that will fly a crew around the moon has been pushed from September of this year to no earlier than April of 2026. The Artemis III mission, which will see the first moon landing in more than 50 years, set for 2026, will now happen no earlier than mid-2027. This weekend will see the end of an era, or should we say eras. Taylor Swift is concluding her record-breaking Eras Tour with three performances in Vancouver, Canada. The tour kicked off in March of last year, with Swift putting on the 3.5-hour concert more than 150 times in front of sold-out crowds across five continents. Her fans, known as Swifties, broke attendance and sales records. By the end of last year, Eras became the first tour to gross more than $1 billion. Concert trade publication Pollstar said it will likely bring at least $2 billion by the time it's all over. During the tour, Swift was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Her Eras Tour concert film also grossed more than $260 million at the box office. Just this week, Spotify named Swift its global top artist of the year with more than 26.5 billion streams.